All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to the Chart House Music Group.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We appreciate all of our sponsors, all of our supporters, mm-hmm. man. Thank y'all for always watching the show, always kicking it with us, man. And as you can see, I'm trying to think of a way to introduce him because, as y'all know, I'm not a DJ, so I don't want to steal DJ Envy's intro because he might be copywritten and I might get sued. So
you could beat him up, though.
I could beat up who?
DJ Envy.
I have no comment about.
I could beat up Charlamagne. You could beat up DJ Envy.
The words of Gels are not necessarily the words of the Levels Podcast or his co-host Envie Envy, who is not a DJ.
Okay,
we're not gonna do that. I'm not gonna enter. I would like to be invited to the Rock Nation brunch. So anyway, here on the Levels.
You think they got chicken and waffle?
I believe they probably got really good chicken.
Come on, yo, get to the guest, yeah.
I think they, huh?
That would be dope, though.
Yeah, that would
Rock Nation brunch?
The Rock Nation brunch.
You could wear that little suit that you had on at your wedding.
Wow, wow, wow. That's where we're going?
What?
My shit was sexy.
Nah, you
fuck
was fly.
I was fly.
You
was,
I give you that.
My nigga.
You was
my
fly.
Nigga. I looked like I was about to release my debut R&B album, nigga.
That would be a dope cover.
What you talking about? My shit was hard. With the Dior shoes, nigga. I was stunting.
If only we had a guest today.
Huh?
If only we had a guest.
A guest.
We all the way in Atlanta and we have nobody to interview.
All right, we is in Atlanta. We is in Atlanta, Georgia. Unfortunately, nobody from Atlanta was able to come to the show. We wanted to give y'all something special, you know what I'm saying? But all we got is just another Baltimore nigga that we, you know what I'm saying? We was like, yo, come do the show. He was like, already, dummy. Shout out to the bro. Shout out to the bro. Yeah. FML Spence's in the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I already know what it is, man.
Yo, you a good sport, yeah.
Yo, I appreciate ready, that,
yo. He was just sitting
there. I appreciate man. That, yo. He was like, yo, I'm gonna let these niggas get this off for real.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm never coming bit, then I'm so, never coming know, back man. To the show no more. What's good?
Did I put my blunt down somewhere?
It's probably upstairs on the table.
I hope it is.
Yeah, it's probably upstairs on the table. If it ain't, we don't clean. Nephew might. Yo, I don't know, bro. Yeah. If you left it upstairs without fake ass executive producer, that nigga might have put it in the dishwasher or some shit. Yeah, fucking with him.
Rory, Maul, right, nephew, this nigga, you're fired.
FML Spence is in the building,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Baltimore's own shit. As far as Baltimore rap, you know what I'm saying? From the battle stage up to now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go as far as to say, you know what I'm saying, one of the pioneers, you know what I'm saying, one of the legends from back then,
facts.
One of the niggas who really got it going. The nigga was lit before the word lit was lit, mm-hmm. right? You feel me?
Sir, the real you know turn saying? Up king.
Nah, real shit.
You know what I mean?
So what's popping, bro?
I'm feeling good, feeling great, bro, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Last time we had you here, you know what I'm saying, you got to turn up with us. You ain't had to be in the hot seat, you
sure.
know what I'm saying? We had fun for real. Wow. Hopefully we be able to do that again for mm-hmm. real this time.
Oh,
so
we gonna show out this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what it is, bro. You know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Disclaimer, I was here doing the podcast the whole weekend. don't tell nobody.
24-hour interview.
Real yeah. shit. Real shit. We were CNN this whole weekend. We never left the crib.
Wow. I co-signed that.
Real shit. So, yo, yeah. So let me ask you how it started. And we'll go from the, because I don't want to be like, yo, so what were you like as a kid? So, what you rapping? When did you start rapping, like really knowing that you could put words together?
I'm going to keep it 100, man. Back in, like, it was like elementary school, for real. Y'all know coming up in Baltimore, I ain't going to say just Baltimore, probably, like, you feel me, just school period, for real, beating on the table, rapping, you know what I mean? Y'all know
right.
how it went,
yeah,
for real,
yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to, I started taking it serious when I got to middle school. I say, like, my eighth grade year going into high school.
Okay.
What made you want to take it serious?
I mean, to keep it all the way, but I wanted to rap because I was tired of listening to the same shit on the radio, for real,
right.
you feel me?
Okay.
So, like, niggas was out back playing basketball. I was sitting to the side with the two speakers, you feel me? One of them was playing the beat. The other one was recording, you feel me, with the cassette tape, for real.
Oh, shit.
Like, yo, that's how I started, for real, you feel me? Like, That's
I
was like, fuck it. I don't
want to
listen to other niggas. I
want to
listen to myself for real.
Oh, that's some classic shit right there. Y'all niggas. Nah. Number one, that's hard to do. Number two, that takes some dedication. Like, yeah, like, man.
You
know,
yo,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what's
mind
up.
Mind your business. I'm getting the limit. I'm chilling.
So as you started realizing, like, yo, you're getting better and better, right? Was the first time you decided to bet, or was it like the official like battle rap type situation, or was it like, yo, my man is nice. Nah, my man is nice. That kind of thing. Like, what was like the first time you had to stand in front of somebody?
I mean, but even before the battle rap for real, like I was rapping before I was battling for real. You feel
oh,
me?
Oh, okay, okay.
Like, shit, we was even doing gospel shit. We was doing backyard blessings and shit. My nigga, lucky he can, yo, he'll tell you for real.
Hey, yo.
I was rapping in middle school. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the name of that spot? It's a spot in Baltimore and shit. I forgot the name of that shit, but we performed there twice. It was like 500 people. You feel
what?
Me? Like, center stage? Was it center stage? Some shit
center
like
stage.
That.
Center stage.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I performed there twice for real. You feel me? Like,
yo, that's
so
crazy.
I was already used to, you feel me, performing in front of crowds.
Right.
You know, with the battle shit, you feel me? We ran into Luke at a show for real, me and Tay. You feel me? That was our first time meeting Luke for real, so.
Oh, all right.
Go down the line a little bit, you feel me? We seen him down the Harbor one time, and he just bring it to our attention, like, yo, I'm ready to start this battle league, whatever, you feel me?
All right, hold up. Yeah. Go back, though. Explain to them who that is.
To the Loot is a nigga that ran Baltimore battles. Big shout out to Loot. That's my nigga. I was just down Baltimore last weekend. Yo, I love that nigga, man, you feel me? Because he really started my career out for real, like.
Yeah.
He made me a Baltimore battle rap legend for real. Like, the pit fight shit, yeah, I really built my name, but Baltimore battles was different.
Niggas don't understand that.
Right.
If y'all
Baltimore battles was
different
for real. You feel me?
Yeah,
but
you had to be like, this is before URL.
Yeah.
This is like,
this was back
early Smack DVD type
shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
When
they was on the DVDs for real.
Right,
you feel me?
Right. And we had like, it was like, motherfucking camcorders and shit out that bitch trying to film.
Real shit.
Like the big joint that, you know what I'm saying? Look like TV cameras and shit like that, trying to figure out how to film the battles and shit. And there was a lot of battles that motherfuckers never even got to see. For real. Cause I remember like when Philly started coming down to Baltimore,
man,
and all that kind of shit.
See, y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like when Philly came down.
Yeah.
That little ass, y'all know where we was at, the Federal Basketball Court. We packed that little ass court out, like, real
hell
shit,
yeah.
Yo. It was packed in that bitch, like, that shit was so lit for real. Like, I can't even explain it, you feel me? Like,
how old are you during that time, like, going?
I was 16.
You were 16 years old.
I was 16 years old. I battled a nigga Major League for real. I'm gonna keep it 100. He fucked me up.
hey, yo, shout out to keeping it 1,000. That's what I'm talking about.
That nigga, but he was,
that was
scared
some real
to battle
shit.
Me. When, hey, once I got, you feel me, developed and shit,
yeah.
that nigga was scared to battle me for real, straight up.
He never battled you again?
He did not want that smoke for real.
That nigga
ducked. Straight up.
That nigga don't want
we
no
hit
smoke.
We hit that nigga on multiple occasions, you feel me? Like,
for real? You don't want no smoke, nigga. Like, that's what I'm saying. You running.
Look,
you running.
I don't do that shit no more, bro.
Oh,
right.
Oh, all right.
Unless it makes sense.
You about to get him hemmed up.
Fuck you want to do, shorty? What we doing?
You can't see my man Spence lining up.
You know
what
I mean?
Is he
a nigga
talking about?
Get on, we can get on. What it is, what
fuck
it
is.
What
he talking
you
about? In 2021, that nigga said, come back outside, nigga. We go
straight
right back
up
to federal. No, I'm just all right.
Shit, we can, though.
We go right back to the basketball court.
I'm with all the shit.
You feel me?
Big facts, man. Man.
Nah. Hey, all right, my bad, yo. Shout out to you.
Nah, but that, like.
Nah, no shout out.
I don't know who he is.
Shout out to Major League, though, real talk. You feel me? Because that was a part of me, you feel me, coming up and building. Like, that was a big battle. That was a big battle early in my career, for real. That was my biggest battle, dude. You feel me?
Yeah.
To keep it 100, for real.
So fast forwarding through this, so you 16 years old. I know it was a bunch of y'all, of course, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from, and there was the girls, and you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can have y'all own interviews. I'm not going, you know, go through all of that history because it's a lot. I know, you know what I'm saying, all of that history. 100. So we're not going to.
Hey, that was the golden time.
Yeah, real shit. No, it was real shit. Like, that was when at those battles, you could really, like, in real life, get punched in your face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit could have went left. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was like all my niggas and all your niggas, and the court wasn't but so big, it was packed out.
Keep it 100,
you know what I'm saying?
It was love, bro.
Yeah, real shit.
It was love, yo.
Yeah.
The only the only time it felt, really felt real for real was when I moved on to pit fights.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah. And them out of town niggas came.
And them out of town niggas came.
That's when it. That's
nah,
when
real shit
was there. You feel
All
me?
All right. So so let's fast forward into the transition into pit fights. When does Shotgun come in, and how did that work out? Like, was it like just a end to being outside on the court, or how did that actually?
Niggas know the Baltimore Battles page got deleted for real, but.
Mm.
Pit fights was been doing their thing for real. It just wasn't on my radar at the time. You feel me? But
I didn't
once Baltimore Battles died down for real. First of all, I met Shotgun through the nigga Patrick Prince. Shout out Patrick Prince because he the first nigga that got me in the studio for real.
Okay,
you feel me? I met Shotgun through him for real at the Turntables Club. This one Shotgun still had the dreads.
Right,
you feel me? But once Baltimore Battles died down. It was like, I battled a nigga C4. It was in Baltimore Battles for real. That's where we originally battled at.
Okay.
But Baltimore Battles was done, but we still wanted to battle
like,
for real.
Like,
you feel
little,
me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We did the official rematch with Shotgun for real.
Okay.
You feel me? Because the Pigs got the leader. Like, Baltimore Battles was just done.
Right.
Pit fights, they was doing their thing for real. Like, me being me, I can, you know what I mean? I
like,
just slid in for
right.
real.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah.
me?
Spot so, the opportunity.
And this was Maryland the 25th for real. Like,
okay.
So all you new pit fight niggas, y'all should already fucking know for real. But if you don't fucking know, nigga, OG nigga, stop playing with me.
You heard what he said, man. I'm not gonna egg it.
That's
up.
Where
y'all heard what he said though. He said what he said.
It wasn't when pit fights originally started, but
right.
I was dead, nigga. You
right,
feel me?
Right.
Maryland 25th. Niggas know them days for real. You
That's
feel me?
That's what it so. Is. So Shaka comes in. You do the official rematch.
Right.
Because the page got deleted, so a lot of people didn't even see that battle. So y'all redid mm-hmm. it again.
We did.
So who else is there that we would know about in the beginning stages?
Apex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Murder.
Right.
You feel me? It was a lot of niggas, yo. It was a lot of niggas for real. But off the top, they met Apex and Murder because they still in this shit. You feel me?
Right, right.
Like, them niggas, they was big. They the big bros to this day. They still the big bros. You feel me? Like, them niggas hold it down from the jump for real. Like, they had that. Like, Murder had his moment in Baltimore Battles too for real. But pit fights, you know what I mean? Murder,
what,
Apex.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I know pit fights is what... Cause I used to watch
Tay too, man.
Yeah,
fact.
Tay, right.
You
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah.
But Tay wasn't. He ain't really get funky. He ain't really get jiggy on.
Like go
fights.
In there.
He got
right.
jiggy on Baltimore Battles for real.
Okay. Okay.
You feel me? So.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
But Tay too. Shout out Tay. It's a lot of other niggas, but just off the top of my head for real.
Right,
and
right.
I know they're still fucking with the pit, like
yeah.
Apex and Murder for real.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody from the pit.
Fat.
You know what I'm saying? Like I know a lot of them. You know. Cakes and all of them too,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they came
real.
In, they started coming in and going up, moving on the Queen of the Ring and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for you going through the pits, are you still recording music at the time?
Of course.
Okay.
I was one of them, like, to this day, I'm one of them few niggas that can battle and rap, you feel
right?
me? Like,
okay.
Niggas aren't. What you was ready to say? Go ahead.
Why do you think that is? Because a lot of battle rappers, they may be good at battling, but they can't make a song to save their life. Why do you think a lot of battle rappers can't make that transition?
I don't know, yo. Like it's not hard. It's not easy for real. It's really not an easy transition. A lot of niggas think it is, but it's not. But the thing with me, I was making music before I was battling.
Yeah. Right.
You feel me? When we stepped into the battle shit, it was for fun. We like this nigga Luke just bringing to us like, man, we just trying to have fun for real. You feel me? Let's battle each other. We out the streets, we ain't
out here
killing niggas. Every Friday, we was down that hub, but you feel me? So, with me, it's like, I don't know, that shit different for real.
So did any battles ever go left that you can remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, if you're a fan of Spence.
Give me one.
It was only really one for real, you know what I mean? Spence versus J-Mac, the rematch. With the ice, you know what I mean? Niggas know what's up, the ice.
Right.
Niggas throw ice. Yeah.
Who threw ice on who?
The nigga Yaga threw ice on me for real. You feel me?
Yeah. During the battle? Was it part of the...
After the battle. First of all, see, it's a story with it for real. I battled the nigga J-Mac. You know, that's Tay-Rock people. Tay-Rock
yeah,
was
yeah.
with them. Both battles behind him.
Yeah.
You feel me? Shout out to Tay-Rock. I fuck with
yeah,
bro.
Shout out Rock.
You feel me? But, so I fucked him up the first time. That's when I had the ride through his hood shit.
Right.
You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
So, yo, the niggas was
that's
begging.
The one I remember.
Yeah, the niggas was begging for a rematch. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So, man, that nigga Yaga had words because I was like, yo, get that nigga dick out your mouth. You feel me? So, he took that shit personally to the hut. You know, these niggas from Harford County, they not from Baltimore, first of all. Right. I don't give a fuck. No. I don't even know what she was ready to say, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Get that nigga dick out your mouth. You feel me?
Talk your so, shit.
So, I'm like, fuck it. These niggas want to keep begging for the rematch. I gave the nigga the rematch.
I was going
to
say it.
I gave the nigga the rematch. You feel me?
Right.
So once, all right, bam, we had a battle. He gets smoked again. It was a good battle. So he came with some shit. Okay. I beat him twice. As soon as the last judge got voted for real, I think it's 16 minutes and 5 seconds to be exact. My mouth dries a bitch. Hey, can somebody go get me some water? Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll give you $2.
Yo, you gonna go for the $2? This nigga crazy.
Yo,
buddy,
this nigga crazy.
Yeah, that shit cool.
It's like, I swear to God, it's like 16 minutes. I was like, this nigga gonna get up 5 seconds or something, yo.
Yeah.
Right after the last judge voted. First of all, I got the first three votes. It's 5 judges, you feel me? I got the first 3 votes. The last 2 went to him. So it was a close battle or whatever, you feel me?
Okay.
Nah, they probably just gave him the other 2 just to give it to him,
No, I mean, I'm going to be completely honest. The nigga Mike Nice, RP Mike Nice, that's big homie. I miss that nigga to die. Swear to God, I love that nigga, that's man. He gave it, like, that's how I know it was real for real.
Okay.
He gave his, like, he voted for Mac for real, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, he voted for that nigga. So I know it was a close battle for real, but let me hit this wall.
Go ahead.
So anyway.
This how I be in the battles and shit.
Real shit. I swear to God. I feel like I'm in a battle right now.
Hold my water.
But no, so he got the last vote because, like I said, he got the last 2. Yo, threw the ice on me for real. You feel me?
Yo.
Y'all seen the shit. What happened?
I seen the shit. You ain't see it. Did
niggas
you see
know
it?
What's up?
Nah, you didn't see it? All right, I'm going to show it to you. I'll show it to you later. You got to watch that shit. Yeah.
You got to watch that shit. It went up real quick. And look, and it's crazy because niggas was talking shit the entire battle. You feel me? The whole battle, niggas was talking shit.
Yeah.
But
it's part of battle rap, though, man. That's what makes the shit fun.
I ain't going to lie. It just went too far for real. You feel me? The shit talking, I was cool with. I'm used to that. I talked the most shit out of back in the day. I was the shit talker.
Right.
You feel me? I done made niggas quit the battle before we did even battle. Because I'm talking too much shit. Facts. You feel me? But yeah, like niggas.
It went left. All right. So you still doing music. As you're doing the battle rap, were you ever on some like I'm gonna make it to URL or Smack at the time? Was you like, yo, I'm gonna get this Smack battle, or you was like, yo, I'm focused on this music. This shit is just for fun.
I was really more focused on the music.
Okay.
But niggas was pumping that shit. Even Tate Rock and Bigums, you know the big nigga. That
Yeah.
I remember one event, them niggas was really outside pumping that shit. Like, yo, do the shit. Like that shit, they get paid for PGs and all that shit. I was like, I don't know, yo, you feel me?
So I'm going to keep it 100,
yo. This
is
why I stopped battling, yo. When I was young, I had all the time in the fucking world to do whatever, you feel me?
Right.
Bam, you feel me? Yo, preparing for a battle,
yeah,
it's not on Walk in the Park for real.
Okay.
And I'm getting older, so I'm getting more responsibilities and shit like that, you feel me? Like, I don't got the time to sit there and do that shit
and
for
come up with come up with 3 like, rounds. You know what I'm saying? Memorize, write them, memorize them, do all of that kind of stuff.
But it's an easy payday, though, don't you think?
It depends for real. You feel me? It depends on the situation for real. Cause I wasn't getting paid every pit battle. Fight battle.
Okay.
But you sold tickets every battle. I was getting paid all them tickets though, and I was eating all them tickets. Facts. X Saga. You feel
that's
me? I was
is.
Eating all them tickets, and that's what got me in the position I am today. They keep it 100.
Word.
You feel me?
Word.
They keep it all the way 100.
So you stopped at some point, but you never did like the PG, none of that kind of thing.
No, I ain't never. The biggest level I touched was Grind Time back in the day. You remember Grind Time?
Oh yeah.
That
was
the highest level I touched for real. But I wasn't that
Grind
nigga
Time
that
was big
in my life.
That was big.
Yeah, it was. You feel me?
Yeah,
I ain't low balling or
right,
nothing.
Right,
but
yeah.
I wasn't that type of nigga just to put all my marbles in one basket for real. Like I fuck with the battle rap. I got a huge fan base off of battle rap for real. So it's just time to expand for real. Like, I ain't had the time to, like, I'm trying to get this money for real. It's money in battle rap, but I was already touching other money from the battle rap before the big battle rap money, feel me? So I'm like, all right, I'm just going
so,
do my
so
thing
what was your here. First turn then? What was your first, like, all right, y'all wake up.
Mobile
y'all,
printing.
I'm not
mobile
battling
printing.
No more. Mobile printing was the first thing.
Mobile printing.
Shout out to mobile printing.
So you went straight from battling to mobile printing.
I was still battling during my early years in mobile printing, but
okay.
I was like, fuck this shit, man. I'm
what
like,
what made you
want to
do that?
Yeah, what made
listen,
you
listen? That's what I was saying. Like, from that battle shit, yo. Like, Daryl approached Shotga, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I was the name that was brung up for real because of what I was doing for real. You feel me? The hustle I had, the fan base I had for real. I originally went up Mogul Printing to do a design for the pit fights for real. You feel me? And it just took off from there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
Like, I was about that money for real. I'm going to keep it 100. I started off passing flyers. I was passing out flyers for 2 days. This nigga threw me on a design, you feel me? On a design shit.
Oh, that's what's
this
up.
Program. And that's I was with up. This shit. Yeah. You feel me? I'm going to keep it 100.
Nah,
you feel me? I was passing out flyers for 2 days. Hopped on that design program. It was a wrap.
That's a hustle what's right up, there.
You feel me? It was
so,
a rap.
So you moved
big
into
shout
the...
out to Daryl Mack.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's OG right there. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you move into Mogul Printing, and were you using that to make money just in battle rap? Were you just like, yo, I'm done with that shit?
Nah, I was that's still getting a couple elevate. Dollars off battle rap.
Okay.
It wasn't no right. big money. I ain't no stunting ass nigga. It wasn't no big money, but it was money. It was more than these niggas was getting paid for.
Right. Facts.
It's still more than what these niggas getting paid now. Facts.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
You feel me?
Yeah, nah. So during that, right. I mean, you know, I told you before I'm not sitting next to the money no more.
You are the money.
From now on. No, I'm not. Who, me? I'm broke. Yeah. I'm broke, baby. So listen. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't know
that's
what you're talking about.
Said I'm broke, baby.
Yeah, you know, I'm broke, baby. I don't know. So Mogul Printing, like you said, you started off with the flyers.
Yep.
You moved into the design.
Yep.
Where's that at now? Like, as far as you and that?
Mogul Printing ATL, man.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, so I didn't know that.
No,
okay.
Hold on. So you went from passing out flyers to having your own...
And look,
branch
like I said, I'm not no stunting ass nigga. I'm trapping out the crib right now.
Right.
You feel me? But I'm like the head designer at Mogul Printing. I still work for Mogul Printing. I ain't even gonna say work for, like, cause the relationship done built so much, you feel me? Like, like I said, that's OG. Daryl Mack, that's OG for real.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, but nigga, Mogul Printing ATL, you feel me? Turned up by TTUK Design. That's how I eat for real. You feel me? Like, this I quit my 9 to 5, bro.
Shit, that's saying a lot.
I put my 9 to 5, you feel me?
Yeah, nah, that's good
like,
shit.
Real shit.
No, that's good shit for
real.
For
sure.
Now, this is what a hustle does. Like, this is what having, you know what I'm saying, the mindset of, like, yo, I'm going to build something on my own. Because, yeah, you could have easily been like, man, yo, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to just go get me a good job, make some good money, have benefits, and just, you know what I'm saying, be miserable and
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Be miserable. Instead, you doing some shit that you love, you know what I'm saying, and some shit that you want to put your heart into, and it's affording you the freedom of being your own boss.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
If a nigga know me,
yeah, they
know. You feel me? I need to be right doing what the fuck I'm doing, yo.
That's what it is.
I cannot work for nobody, yo. And shout out to Daryl, yo, because he don't make you feel like an employee for real. And he never did, you feel me? That's why I respect that man to the fullest for real, you feel me?
That's what it is, man. We got to start teaching each other.
Yo, I cannot work for that nigga. Yeah. Nigga, fuck you.
Right.
What you talking about? Right. Nigga, I'm a grown ass. Yo, and that's how.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I don't
know.
And it's not no childish mind state, yo.
Nah,
but
nah.
It's just where I'm at in life.
It's
like,
where you at in life.
Nine to five,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Exactly.
But, ayo, not throwing shade on everybody that's out here working.
Because
there's some niggas that's getting bread, eating good off good ass 9 to 5. So, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the niggas working the 9 to 5. You feel me? It's no shade at all.
Nah,
but
facts.
Everybody is their own person. You feel
no,
I
that's
mean?
A, no, that's 100% facts.
Yeah.
You got to be, but you got to... You gotta hustle. You don't wanna have to work for nobody.
You gotta, like, and nigga,
that
me as a person for real.
That
like,
take a lot of faith. Like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and yourself.
Tough.
Like, you had a lot of faith in yourself. I mean, as we talking right now, your career, it was a lot of faith. Like, that you was like, yo, I'm a bet on myself.
And hustle, man.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of hustle.
Yeah,
like, I'm a bet on myself.
Swim.
The battle shit, all that shit. Like, man, niggas that's rappers. Be like, man, yo, man, fuck that battle shit, bro. Cause I lose this battle and then I look like he a better rapper than me. Like, but the real ones is like, yo, like, I'm jumping out the way. I'm jumping into this shit.
Hey, yo,
man.
Not to jump on a target, but
nah,
I was one of them niggas, right? When I lose, my fans still love me.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Like, that's what it was, you know what I mean?
Because you keep it, because you kept it a stack. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? It's all, genuine. It's all genuine.
Yeah.
So now you're going into the Mogul Printing. You working hard on that. You get into the designs and stuff. What's happening with your music while you're hustling on this? And
I ain't even
going to
lie. When I started that, it felt like the music just turned up. This more and more and more and more. Like, in that period, when we was on Bel Air Road, if niggas know me, they know what's up for real. Like, I was getting it in. Show at the show, at the show, at the show. Shout out to my nigga TikTok, Guapo, my designer gang niggas. Like, yo, we was working for real, you feel me? Daryl will tell you, like, you feel me? I was opening up for big artists, Cassidy, Gucci Mane, you feel me? Who else? fucking Benny Siegel for real. And shout out to the promoter for that Benny Siegel shit, because I straight turned that shit to my mixtape release party and like really showed out. Like niggas was in that bitch like,
Who the fuck is these niggas?
You feel me? Like, yo, real talk. Yo, you feel me? Like, nigga, we was making statements. Like, every event, every venue we went to, beefing with securities, you feel me? They're coming back next week. Yeah. What's up, yo? Who you with? You feel me? Niggas know what's up, man.
We was
really grinding for real, yo. It was some of the best times of my life, man.
Yeah.
And free my nigga Bilal, because that was my manager at the time. And yo still kind of manage me to this day, for real. Like, yo, another mentor for real, you feel me?
That's what I was
free
about to
my
ask
nigga
you,
Bilal, yo. Yeah. You feel me?
You have a manager. So you was moving like that on an independent tip.
Like, but I'm going to keep it 100. Like, Bilal was my manager, but me being me, I was teaching bro shit. You feel me? Like, I was already knee deep in the game for real. You feel me? He was new to the music shit. You feel me? But he fucked with me genuinely. You feel me? Like,
nah, that's what's
especially
up.
Especially with the battle rap shit. Like, the nigga been new at me for real. I met him on a Halloween and forgot I fucking met the nigga. He did not forget that shit. You feel me? Like, that's why I fuck with bro. That's my nigga, yo.
That's
bro
ASAP.
But yeah, he was with me along the ride for real. I ain't gonna sit there and stunt like I ain't had no team. You gotta have a team for real.
100%. Absolutely. Teamwork make the dream work for 100. Real.
All right, before we go to the next topic, man, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, bro.
All right.
We're going to get into his new line, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back, y'all, on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house, the Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
We're back, man. Y'all know the vibes,
yes,
man.
Sir, yes, sir.
Chart House Music Group, Levels Podcast, brought to you by Chart House Music Group and MixedByJoes.com. MixedByJoes.com. Make sure y'all get y'all MixedByJoes.com earphones.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? The wireless earphones are coming out. They're out right now. You can order them online. Link in this bio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, facts, man. I don't get any money from that.
This nigga here, bro.
I'm just going to put that out there. Yeah, I did a whole commercial. I ain't even get a free pair of earphones, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm going to show y'all what Spence did today, but I didn't get no Mixed by Joe's earphones. I had to buy my own, as you should.
He was going to surprise you. See,
go buy your own.
Go buy your own. Tell him now. We was trying to hold it down. He was going to surprise you, bro.
Yeah, I had a gift wrap and everything.
You feel me?
You had a gift wrap?
He got to think of something else. He
but I know you don't use wireless headphones, so what I'm going to do, I have the actual studio wired version that's about to drop.
Now, that's lit. I ain't going to hold it.
So they will be on the Levels Podcast, you know?
That's a big fact, man. I still don't get paid from that. But you know what I'm saying? But it's a great, because it's my brother and I love him. You know what I'm saying?
If I get paid, you get paid.
That's big. Hey, yo, all right, yo. This nigga love to like ruin my fucking jokes, yo.
I'm just saying.
Some real like some sentimental shit, yo.
If I get to the paper, like, everybody
you
get feel to
me?
The paper.
Hey, that's facts, though.
No, this nigga do this. This nigga do some sentimental shit, yo.
Don't get to the paper, we
all right, yo. You're right. That's my problem, though.
Oh, yeah.
My problem is you're right. What's up?
I miss my grandmother.
Yo, here we go. So you gonna put me on blast in front of the whole family?
They don't know what I'm talking about.
They're gonna ask, yo. Next time we go live,
they don't know what I'm talking about.
All right.
I love my grandmother a lot.
We all love our grandmothers a lot, yo. All of us. Apparently not as much as Jels.
Yeah. Because
he got the big, big, big joint on. Shout out to the live. Yeah. Shaking live.
Yeah,
I'm a fat nigga, man.
Yeah. Yo, all right. So we'll
let's get to the show.
I hate this guy, yo. All right, so we left off before we went to our first break. With transitioning into from Mogul Printing, right?
Bringing
it here to Atlanta.
Right.
So how did you get from Baltimore to now living here in Georgia?
Man, I officially moved out here with my bro Tay for real. Like, I wasn't gonna walk out on this opportunity. I was supposed to, there was a third chance that I had to come to Atlanta.
Okay.
The first two was some bullshit, but it is what it is. Life goes on. Mm-hmm. I'm here today, you feel me?
Right.
But, man, once that opportunity presented, like, I was already in the process of moving and all that shit, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'm ready. I'm going, you feel me?
While
like,
you're on that, I don't mean to cut you off. What made you believe in Tay enough to move with that nigga?
Yeah. Like shit, I said, yo, this nigga right here, he was Tay for real,
but it's like, yo, both of us, we both hustlers for real. We gonna do whatever we gotta do, you feel me?
Right.
To survive, to eat, you feel me? To support the fam, whatever, you
so
feel me?
So you knew his grind matched yours?
100.
Y'all was gonna make
me?
It.
That's bro for real. Gotcha. Like, if bro with it, I'm with it.
Yeah.
You feel
up.
Me? Like,
nah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. There was some other niggas in the gang that was supposed to move too, but it just it ended up this man Tay for real. You feel me? Like, Salute to my bro Tay for real. That's my nigga. That's my day one for real.
No, that's you real shit me? Though. It's not a lot. It's not a lot of, niggas who could say that they fuck with their man so much that they would be like, "Yo, like, come out here with me, bro. We gonna make it." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Off of this, and it's not that many niggas that'll be like, "Yo, I fuck with you that much that I'm gonna take this chance with you." Like, you know what I'm saying? We both gonna go out here and
they
grind.
Backing it up
we
too.
Either gonna win or we gonna lose together. Fact. I mean, y'all winning. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is up for real. So is it just, was it just that? Like, yo, bro, come out here to Atlanta with me? Or was it like a thought out thing?
I mean, like, yo, y'all know how it is in Baltimore, you feel me? Like, we felt like it was facts. Like, yo, we was in there, that's we was in we Baltimore right so long, grinding for so long. It felt like, nigga, we was at the roof for real.
Word.
That bitch went bust for real, right, you feel me? That's we bust that bitch, but it's like, we ain't get that, you feel me? I ain't even gonna speak for Tay, I'm gonna speak for myself for real. Like, I wasn't at where I wanted to be at for real. And I was in Baltimore my whole life, for real, you feel me? So I came down here and it was like, bam, and that shit just really blew up in my face for real.
That's how we feel. The first time we came down here, that's how we felt the ball. Like, real shit, like, for real.
And it's no shade at Baltimore. I love my city.
Of course.
It's a love-hate relationship, but I love my city for real. Facts. You know what I mean? But, yo, I encourage niggas to get the fuck out of Baltimore, yo. Home is always home, but, bro, the world is bigger than Baltimore. Like, I got homeboys that never left fucking Baltimore, you feel me? Like, get the fuck out of Baltimore, yo.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, yo. If you want, you feel me? Like,
no, expand. Like, yeah, you gotta expand. Like, you gotta take a chance.
Like,
man.
Facts.
Like,
that's don't get it fucked up. Some niggas that Baltimore life is what that's all they know. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. I salute y'all niggas, but yo, it's more to life than Baltimore, bro.
No, big shit. 100. Yeah. So you come here, you bring your hustle, because you literally like picked up your whole grind. And just did that here in Atlanta. You was like, yo, mogul printing Atlanta.
And it wasn't even music, like, I'm going to keep it 100. I was still, you feel me, like, orders and shit was still going home at first. It wasn't mogul printing Atlanta all the break.
Right.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. We and Mandel knew that. Like, we had to build to that, you feel me, to get to that for real. I didn't even have a cutter or a press when I originally moved down here. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yo. Like, real shit. Like, I got a whole house full of shit now. This shit is fucking amazing. So you feel me?
Right,
like,
yo, exactly.
Like, I really, like, niggas had to grind for that shit. Like, you feel me? And just, like, look at us now. Like, that shit crazy. Oh, I still can't really believe the shit. Like, niggas really got a mogul print in Atlanta.
Right. Nah, that's fucking dope.
Like,
though.
And I can't do everything that we do back home for real head, but guess what? That's what we got on for.
You'll get to it.
You feel me? Like, we still making moves for real. You know what I mean? So
that's part of the fun, man. Mm-hmm. It's the grind, like watching how you, where you was step to where you at now. Yeah. So let me ask you this. So you're doing your music, Tay's doing his music, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing that grow. You're also doing the printing thing. When did you say to yourself, I want to do my own clothing line? Because, you know, a lot of people do them. But when was you, like, were you, like, serious about it? Or you was like, this is just another way to make a couple dollars?
Yeah, I was serious from the jump. Like, since I started working at Mogul Printing, like I said, that's really the original way I got linked into Mogul Printing to come up with a product for Pit Fights through Mogul Printing for real.
Okay.
And that was the thumbs down, pinkies up, if it ain't 100, we don't give a fuck.
You feel me?
And then once I started working there for real, I'm like, fuck it, I'm here. Why not make my own shit?
Right.
So don't get it fucked up. This ain't no new shit. Right. I've been doing that shit for years. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Since 2015 when I started working at Mogul Printing for real. Like, I've been doing that shit. Like, I was bluffing. I ain't gonna say I was bluffing, but I was fucking with the music for real. It was on and off for real. You feel me? I was on and off for real. You know what I mean? Like, I done had fashion shows with my shit. You feel me? And all that. I done had my shit in stores. Not no big shit, but Foam City up, security, my shit.
That's
was
what's
in
up.
Nah,
shit, that is
me?
Big shit.
Nah, don't undersell yourself, bro.
100.
So did it start off fire, or was like the first shirt or two? Like, did you ever make some shit and you was like, that ain't it? It grew,
of course, for real. And I'm going to keep it 100. And I don't put out nothing and I don't like for real. And it's crazy, right? It be crazy as shit because all my logos, I want a new shirt for real. I be in that shit, I want a new shirt. So I go in and put some shit together in 5 minutes for real. That shit just be like, I fuck with this shit. And my whole thing, I don't like a whole lot of busy shit.
I don't want my shit to be busy.
Like, simplicity is my thing for real. You feel me? Like, I'm straight to the point with my shit for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the meaning alone. Like, I'm out niggas thinking, fuck my wife. What the fuck wrong with this nigga? You feel me?
So that's so what I thought at first okay. when I saw.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people did. You feel all me? Right. Until that's when they get like that nigga, that's powerful. Family, money, and loyalty. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what so that's
we're family, money, and loyalty.
That's the main thing about it
is like, yo, the shirts, like the design is dope, but the actual shirt itself is a quality shirt. The hat is an actual, it's quality, you know what I'm saying? It's a real snapback. It's not, you know, y'all know
stitched
what I mean
in,
by that.
Like, it's quality.
Facts. Hey, and the hat he holding, that's the FML Crowns line. That's my headgear line, you feel me? It's not only hats. We got the bandanas, you feel me? Yeah. Fuck with me,
is
man.
This available to the public, or am I about to stunt on the public real quick?
Oh yeah, y'all already stunt because you the first. Y'all the first niggas that got that.
Y'all don't got these.
Y'all don't got these.
You wasn't here.
I got the shot glass.
You wasn't with us shooting in the gym.
You wasn't with us shooting in the gym.
Y'all definitely like literally ask my girl. Y'all the first two that had the shot glasses.
What's up, man? Nah, we appreciate the gifts. Tay, step your interview game up. But anyway, shout out to Tay, bro.
Shout out, bro.
Nah, no shout out till we get a gift.
Tay bring us no gifts, yo. Tay ain't bring us no gifts, bro.
Hey, Dom, I'ma have to assist this shit. I done came in, you feel me, with the bomb on there. I'ma have to assist this shit.
No
show,
no, for real. You feel me? Nah,
man. We gonna get y'all some CTMD gifts.
So, right, facts, yeah. So when did you come up with FML? How long has that been?
It's been years, and it's funny as shit because my homie, right, yo sent me a status, and his shit was like FML. It was like from 2012 or some shit like.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I've been doing that shit since high school, you feel me? Shout out my nigga Cows, man, my nigga Cows home.
Shout out.
You feel me? Shout out Cows, for real, like, for real, yo was a part of the shit with me. It was FML, H-O-M, for real, Black Diamonds. Okay. Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I was probably angry as shit. You know, I used to be angry as shit back in the day for no reason. Mm. You feel me? And FML was just in my head for real. So I'm like, oh, this is something different. Let me take it and make it something different for real.
Right, make it something positive.
And I just came up with the family money loyalty shit for real. You feel me? That's so it was kind of, I ain't going to say it was out the blue, but it wasn't deeply thought of for real, but it was some quick shit for real.
So is this like the official launch, or had you tried to do it before and had to revamp it, or is this like...
I just keep revamping, you feel me? That's every clothing line, though. They got to come up with some newer shit for real, you know what I mean? Yeah. But now, right, I never was full speed with the shit. Right. As of now, I'm full speed with the shit.
We see. You feel me? This nigga came up with shot glasses.
How can people get it?
Website coming soon, for real. Feel me? I'm doing everything on IG, or just hit me personally, for real. I accept Cash App, Zelle, all that shit. You going to get your shit, you feel me? Ain't no scamming ass nigga for real. And then my thing is, I don't keep a lot of shit in buck because I like to give niggas custom shit, you feel me?
Okay.
What you want, bro? What shoes you just bought? You feel me? Because I don't like to have shit just sitting for real, you feel me? Like, you never know for real, so.
I need the black and orange.
Whatever color.
Shout out to your IG, bro, so they can
cop. Yeah, the FML brand, you feel me, on IG. The FML brand. You know what I mean?
On Instagram.
Or
make
you
sure
can
I
follow my regular page, FML Spence _. You feel me? I'm gonna reply back on either or. You feel me?
And you'll see this on that on the at for the sure, Levels Pod. Sure. We're gonna put it up on the page. You know what I'm saying? Because that's gonna be my new thing for this summer.
We might put it up when we get another shirt.
This summer, if you get another shirt, I got a shirt.
Hey, look,
so
I got y'all.
Nah, I don't know what to tell this nigga.
Look, don't get it fucked. I fuss with y'all, bro. Real talk.
Real shit. You know the vibes, man. Y'all niggas welcomed us to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You would say, like, that shit was, you know what I'm saying, everything for real. So now we appreciate you. So we got FML. The clothing line is out now. Make sure y'all hit them up on Instagram for that. What else is going on? Like, what do we have for the rest of 2021? We coming into the summertime. What's going on with you?
Now I'm really just pushing the clothing shit heavy. I got some shit coming in. Like, I got some shit coming in from China. Okay. I'm waiting any day that's just a touchdown. So I'm ready to drop some more exclusive shit. But I am still fucking with the music shit. You feel me? I still do music for real. You know what I mean? That's like, I will always do music. I love that shit. You feel me? But I'm working on a little Spence and Friends mixtape. It's called Spence and Friends, the Gang Tape.
We need something for the summer.
Different. It's just I'm reaching out to different artists, and I don't get offended. Like, it's a lot of Baltimore niggas I fuck with, you feel me? I'm not going to have hella Baltimore niggas on there. I want to reach out to niggas in different states. Like, my girl from Detroit, like, I'm You feel me? I got a little fan base right. in Detroit. Shout out to the D. What up, though? It ain't. What right. up, though? It ain't. So, I'm trying to reach out to different
y'all don't
places,
see her over there cringing right now. She over there like, oh, man.
Nah, that's my baby.
Nah,
right there.
That's what's up, though. Nah.
But look, though, like, real talk. I don't want this shit to be all Baltimore for real. You know what I mean? Yeah. And niggas know me as a turn-up king. Like, I'm looking for niggas that's going to bring me out my element. You know what I mean? I can do that different shit. Yeah. I'm just not, like, you know what I mean? I can do the auto-tune. Yeah. I do the love shit, whatever, for real. So right. I'm looking for niggas like that for real. You know what I mean? I'm not just looking for that boom, boom, clap. Bah, bah.
So we looking at. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Hold on. Since we got him here on the spot,
right?
In front of our family.
Yes.
We need that FML Levels Podcast exclusive T-shirt.
So how you want to do it? Though?
Hey, look.
What's
and
the
look.
Colors? No, hold on, bro. Hold on.
We can do that.
No,
ahead.
You just wait. You just wait.
Because I got some
more shit. Hold on a second.
Podcast meeting. Come on. Guys, come on.
Come on, family.
No, he can't. All right. So anyway, what colors is we talking about?
I think we got to do two. You know, the Char House, the gold and black.
Okay. So the gold and black, the FML going down at the black T-shirt, gold.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Then we got to have
the
green and black.
The black shirt with the green, or the green shirt with the black?
Black shirt with the green.
Black shirt with the green. Like that right there, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So it'll have like the big Chart House right here, and then just a little FML on the side right there.
Or
right?
FML on the tag or something.
Or like on
that.
The tag or something. It don't have to show.
Or maybe like at the bottom.
Yeah, I think like right there at the bottom, like the polo horse, right?
Yeah.
That would be dope.
And the polo tee, yeah.
All right, break. Right, so we back.
I fuck with these niggas, bro. Real shit,
I fuck with you because you really like sat there and let us
let y'all D.I.
get the buffoonery off D.I. for real. Like, nah, I appreciate you. Y'all appreciate that. But real shit though, the color schemes though, we definitely that would be crazy.
Hey, look though, it's crazy that y'all said that would be crazy. Because a lot of niggas don't even know. Like, I sponsor a boxer for real, a kid boxer for real. Yeah, he boxing out of Indiana right now. I think it's Indiana. You feel me?
Shout out to
Rocky B, you feel me?
Shout out Rocky B. Yo, that's what's up.
Put him on the page for real, you feel me? Rocking the FML gear with your official logo and all that on the back.
That's
I just did a collab with my bro Ox. Shout out to True Grind Media, you feel me?
Yeah.
He out there rocking with my GTK niggas, you feel me? They out here in Atlanta doing their thing for real. Like, I did a collab with Show with his brand and my brand for real. Like, I'm with the shits, bro. Let's work.
Yeah, so in real life, we could send this and have like the little, you know how they got the square joint right here?
Facts. With I'm the with chart the shits, bro. We can get busy, bro.
Or the Levels Podcast load. That would be lit for real.
We can definitely get some shit for us.
Exclusive.
You know what I'm saying? We make three of them, and then one of them we can like auction off.
We need more than three. We got to eat.
We just know, but we can't tell him how much we want.
I mean, he's gonna give them us for free and Wilson.
We going hey, we can't tell him. We can't tell him that though.
Gotcha.
You know,
I might have to get y'all some.
So we gonna do a
sponsorship. Real, yo. I got a dope polo idea.
Nah, that's
for
what's
real,
up,
you
though.
Feel
yo.
Me?
Nah.
I'm ready to drop them like my short set. I don't even fuck it. I'm just gonna say it. It's the polo short sets for real. They slick. They slick as shit. You ain't
that's
gonna
what's
get
up,
no colors.
Yo.
I just gonna have to wait real quick. But yeah, I got
another
dope
order.
Cause this shit, I ain't even gonna lie. Like I said, my simplicity shit. You feel me? It's gonna be real, real plain. You know what I mean? Bang, bang to the point. You feel me?
The polo short set will go dope with the Dior shit.
I got.
Yeah, I got you.
I got dope ass idea though. We can fuck the collar up and all that. Real talk. We gonna work, man.
I said the knockoff.
We gonna talk too much right now.
I said the knockoff Dior's.
No,
they call it door.
Yeah.
It's got a door knob on that bitch.
Yeah, the nigga said the eye upside down.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right. Facts. They got the DOI upside down R. It's like, you know what I'm saying? The shit look like an umbrella stick. But anyway, sorry. Yo. Real shit though, bro.
Well, while we're on the family money loyalty, let's give them congratulations, man.
Facts. Damn it. Last time we tried to pop a bottle, Spence was here. I almost spilled it all over the motherfucking board. I did spill it.
You definitely did spill it a little bit.
It was more than a little.
That's what we're doing,
I was
yo.
Sent to a
That's what we're doing,
it was
yo.
Like a little bit.
All right, yo. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. See you later. Like, nah, yo, nah. Seriously, though, yo. Yo, bro, like, for real, out of all the accomplishments that you've done, first of all, congratulations. First of all, salute to you because, like, I'm sure the Levels Podcast family sees, like, yo, from day one and how you grinded and bet on yourself and, you know what I'm saying, you built yourself up to this point and you still going further, you know what I'm saying, and all of these things you've created from FML, you know what I'm saying, to the mogul printing here in Atlanta, to your music and everything else, Congratulations, though, on your greatest creations. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That we know that you...
Wait, you said creations. Is it one or two?
It's one.
Oh,
my bad. Look, hey, yo, I'm about to get beat up. Whoa. Like, hey,
everybody keep asking down their shoulders.
Get it right, nigga.
Get it right. Hold on now. You feel?
Congratulations to you and the missus. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Appreciate y'all.
Can you say what you having?
We having a boy. We having a little boy.
Shout out to all the little girls, but
I'm on my girl. We're gonna give it a few years because she feisty as shit.
Right.
For real. I don't know if I can take her pregnant.
Hey, bro, you ain't seen nothing.
It's
yet,
a whole like she's
nah,
like,
real shit.
She
real
a
shit.
Whole nother person.
You ain't seen nothing yet,
this
bro.
Shit crazy.
I got a lot of kids, bro.
That shit is amazing.
Yeah, this nigga got a football team.
It make you
team.
Work harder.
Right.
I don't actually have that. I mean,
this nigga got a football team.
Y'all know Tay got a football team.
I know Tay
got a football team.
I definitely know for real.
Every time I see Tay, I'll be like, Hello. How's it
shit,
going?
Shit, we was just down there, man. Right, like, that's he had boys with him and shit. Hell yeah.
That's what's shout up. Out to he, that, in they, no. he in they life from being here in Atlanta.
Real shit. It gives you
man.
It
yeah.
gives you a reason to grind. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's
when
a
we
blessing,
packed up,
man.
Yeah, when we packed up the car, you know what I'm saying? I got the speech. Jell's got the speech. Y'all better go down there and handle y'all business and da-da-da-da-da because I want to quit my job.
Right.
Somebody said that. I don't know who said that, but somebody said that. Shout out to her. But yeah, bro, like
no it, shout.
Man, it's a grind. No, it's a grind. It makes you make you work harder because you
and
got
that
something.
That shit definitely
for.
A blessing. Yo, this is my first kid. You feel me?
Yeah, like, that's what's up.
And I'm a lot to deal with. Yo, so shout out to my girl. Like I give her like
absolutely.
She's the real MVP.
Absolutely.
Like, real shit. I'm an asshole. She know. she deal with my
up.
Ass.
Yeah, that's what's
man. Up. You a man that's grinding. Yo, so that's it's part of it, man. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You keep supporting him, Miss Ma'am.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, y'all gonna be
great. Janae, that's her name, Janae.
I ain't wanna put her name.
Yeah, I let him do it. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what's up.
You feel me? Her name's Janae. You feel me?
That's what's up, man.
Niggas know what's happening. Facts, right. What I know, man. Like, nah, let me stop.
And she from Detroit, so she will shoot you.
Nah, bro. So, but
yeah, man, they get down like us for real.
Keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? And the next time we have you on here. We're going to be talking about another, you know what I'm saying, whole situation. We're going to have the collab joints on here and
sure.
all that kind of
facts.
You family.
We speaking as
you
we
family to the
on.
Show.
We going to work, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to tell you, you feel me? We going
to
work.
You family to the show. You welcome here anytime.
Anytime.
You know what 100. I'm saying? Straight up. Is there anything you want to leave them with? You know what I'm saying? Where to get in touch with you? Any, like anything
man,
that we didn't pick up on?
I done put the, y'all can where to follow me at. I'm Blaine Spencer on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook for real. The FML brand on Instagram. Mm-hmm. FML Spence _ on Instagram. You feel me? I do graphics turned up by TTUK on Instagram. Follow Mogul Printing on Instagram at Mogul Printing. You feel me? For everybody back home in Baltimore, right. 1918 West Press Street, pull the fuck up. We got y'all covered. You feel me?
That's what it is, man.
Yeah,
hey.
The music. Yep. FML Spence on everything. You feel me? Everything. Plain blank out. You feel me? And that shit's still hot like I dropped it yesterday.
Right.
The shit is a banger. You feel me? If
no,
you ain't
absolutely.
Heard it,
yeah,
go
yeah,
here.
Yeah, 100%. Yo, 100%. Hey, listen, bro. Facts. From Baltimore to Atlanta, we appreciate you, bro, for you
man,
know, blessing us with this interview.
Real
for real. Nah, like, uh-huh. I mean that. And we'll be back here again. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back
you
do
know
another
what it
one.
Is,
you
feel
know
me?
What I'm saying? Appreciate you, bro. All right,
buddy. I appreciate y'all, man.
Already, man. Hey,
you wanna play something?
You want to play something?
You want to play something?
You got music?
I can play something from the. I can play
something
from the. I got it right here. What you want? What song you want, bro? Hey, from the Plain Blame.
You want to play the Plain Blame?
Let's give him something.
Put on that intro. You gotta put Miami on. I'm gonna keep. Oh, you can play the intro. Matter of fact, check this out. Pick a random number. I don't give a fuck what you play.
We going Miami. Bro.
Let's go. FML Spence, Miami.
Yeah. Let's go. Juice. I heard a nigga don't like me. They ain't have a choice, man, they had a head. And Christmas and you was just like me. But that won't add up on the calculator. I ain't a fool at the same time. There was some bad bitches, that's the activator. I scared the whole world, she got locked off. Told the bitch I don't fuck with no alligators. I know this shit in my gas. Can't run it, no nigga, hella hot. Hella the bitch in the bricks. Open the color, the plug in your ocean drive. I feel like I'm fucking something, I'm a ton of chains and diamonds. Scum nigga shine, they fuck, but they talking to nothing. They grinding. Them niggas ain't squats, so fuck. They beefin' on gang, we bust. Fuck rollin' them bust. Stop. Fuck loving these.
and she hate that. She hate the bitch, so it's safe sex. I don't hit a raw, that's a no-no. We see this the bounce on the pogo. But then I'm a bounce, shorty gotta go. Inside no baby, that's how I roll. Yeah, that's how it is, how it's gon' be. Shorty keep saying I smell like a pound. That's cause I probably got it on me. I was chilling in Miami. I was chilling down South Beach. Throwing ones up, KOD. Big blunts in the VIP. With a foreign bitch, I forgot her name. But I swear she looked just like Chun Li. So rock all ice, we lit. I may take a nigga bitch. Man, they had to hate it. Christmas and you was just like, but that one had up on the calculator. I had a fool at the Santana with some bad bitches, that's the activator. I got the whole boat, she got locked jaws. Told the bitch I don't fuck with no alligators. I know the shit in my gang. Cat running, no nigga, hella high. Hell like a bitch with the freaks. Been the color, the plug in your ocean drive. I feel like a boss, I think I'm a ton of kings and diamonds. Scum niggas shine, fuck what they talking, them niggas they grinding. Scum, fuck it up, fuck it up. The basic ass niggas can fuck with us. She say I'm living like too fast, so I go extra money to double cup. I hit your bitch with the uppercut, right hook, sucker punch. DJ Khaled with the bottles, nigga. Tell her way to bring another one. That's a whole lot of gang shit. Who these niggas think they playing with? 40 on me like a tranquilizer, boy. I push you to sleep, I be laying shit. I knew from the start they was going hate. Stop worrying about me, homie. Get your paper. John Wick with the nine top, creeping through your hood on the Baba Yaga. I'm running my city, bitch. I'm the mayor. You bitch shoot me up like a annihilator. I don't understand why you try to save my money more for bitches. You power. South Beach, really? Cuff full of Henny beside me. The bitch keep on looking, come rob me. I put on my music, she ask me who is it. The rest of the night, show the yummy. I'm from Baltimore, bitch, where it's grimy. So if we get litty, don't mind me. I heard them niggas don't like me. They ain't have a choice, man, they had to hate it. And Christmas and you was just like me. But that one had up on the calculator. I had a fool at the Santana with some bad bitches, that's the activator. I got the whole world, she got locked jaws. Told the bitch I don't fuck with no alligators. I know the shit in my gang. Cat running, no nigga, hella high. Color the plug in your ocean drive.